Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Maisa Sheni, Daf Lametes, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Lametes Amud Beis in the two dots, seven lines on the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara V'Lo La'avdoi V'Lishivchos So'eknanim. The Mishnah says that if you give Maisa Sheni to a Eved Shivchor Knani, so then it doesn't help for the Chaymish. Says the Gemara Tamon Tamin Naninon. We learn over there. Hashoyel Saporo, the Shilcholoi Biad Bnoi, Biad Avdoi, Biad Shluchoi. So someone borrowed a cow, and the lender sent it by the son, or by the slave, or by the Shaliach. The borrower is not responsible, because he never agreed to that. But Mishnah there goes on and says that if the Shoyel says you could send it with your slave, with your Shaliach, with your son, so right away the borrower becomes responsible. So as the Gemara, Leisadom, Rosh Eved Zocho Mirabu Lacher, you see over here, the slave of the lender can be Zoyche on the paro to give it to the borrower, even though he's a slave. So you see, a slave is able to koine something on behalf of somebody else. Omab Lozot Ipokta Be'eved Ivri. Says the Gemara, there's no riot from there. We're not talking about Eved Ketaini. Talk about Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a regular Jew, so of course he can be Zoyche. Even if you want to tell me, talk about a goy or Eved Knaini. It says there, by Sheilo, by borrowing, it's different. Because there it's as if the borrower tells the lender, open the door for the cow, let the cow come to me. If he says that, does he koine the paro? Does he acquire the paro? It's considered to be our borrower? The answer is yes. Once he gave permission to the lender to do this type of kinyan, where he just opens the door, lets the cow walk towards the borrower right away is responsible for it. So if you tell him to do with the habit, it's loy gor, it's not less than telling him to just let the cow go on its own. And that's what the Gemara brings the Deflam Tessa Mudal. Fatani Ken, we saw a brace like that. Hinigo himshicho korolo hubas. He manig means that he led the animal. Mishicho means he pulled the animal. Or he called it and it came to him, bas acharov. Now he's responsible to pay it like a shoyel. So you see, even though nobody took it, but he just allowed the cow to come towards him, that's considered to be a kinyan. So that's how you consider it when the Eved brings her. Says the Gemara, so you're learning from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, you can't be mezakeh the Maaseh Sheni to his young children or to his slaves. Why? Because they consider to be like him. You see from here clearly that the Eved cannot be Zoyche from his master for somebody else. Because he cannot be koine from his master at all. So you see from here that there's no kinyan. The Eved cannot be koine on behalf of somebody else. Says the Gemara, no. Our mission goes like our merit. Remeir holds that the hand of the Eved has no way to be koine anything. Nobody can give a gift to the Eved. So because the Eved has no hand, he cannot be Zoyche coming Mezake to others. But Rabbanon and Kiddushin argue, and they hold that a Eved could be Zoyche if someone gives him a gift, Al Minas She'ein L'Rabcha Rosh Yerushusalov. He gives him a gift that says, this is for you, I don't want your master to have anything to do with it. Does the Eved have the ability to be koine? The answer is, Rabbanon hold you could. So maybe according to Rabbanon, the master also could give him Maaseh She'ein to be koine, and he could maybe be Maaseh for somebody else. Only according to Amir, he has no yad at all, he can't do it. Says the Gemara of Atani Ishtoi. Says Reb Chaim, we have a very similar Mishnah to what it says over here in Maseches Eiruvin regarding someone who has to be Makna the Eiruv, has to do it, that Knot to everybody else with somebody who is not himself. So he has to give it to his older children or to the Eved Shivcho Ha'ivrim, but not to his young children and not to his Avdev Shivcho Saknanim, and he can do it by giving it to his wife. Meaning the wife is able to be koine. Says the Gemara, if you say that these Mishnais are according to Rameir, Rameir sova yada isha kiyad bailo, the same way Rameir holds that Eved has no kinyan, he also say isha has no kinyan. So how can the isha be makna to others? Ela might have to say these Mishnais are Rabbanon. And still Rabbanon hold, even though they hold that Eved does have a yad to be koine, it's only someone else gives it to him. But if the master gives it to him, he can be koine from the master, even if the master is giving, I'm not sheein lo rishus olof. Says the Gemara of Chananya Mishael Pinchas Tipotek Adin Tanya. Explain like the following brayso. It brings another opinion regarding Rav Meir. The Tanya of a brayso that says Ishto Yeinu Pedelo Ma'aseh Sheni. The first one Domer holds that according to Rav Meir, a wife cannot be Poedim Ma'aseh Sheni for her husband without paying the Chaimish. She's considered to be like Yad Baila. But Shimon Lozo or even Rav Meir, he said name Rav Meir Ishto Poedelo Ma'aseh Sheni. A wife could be Poedim Ma'aseh Sheni in Beniftev from Chaimish. This brisa holds that there's a difference between a Eved and a Isha. The Eved, he doesn't have a hand to be koine, but a Isha does. And therefore, the Mishnah that we mentioned in Maseches Eruvin, that the difference between a Eved and a Isha can be Rameir. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Eruvin Begoirin, someone is standing in the Goirin, and he gifts his friend the fruits of Maaseh Sheni in order not to have to pay Choymish. He's not giving him the money, he's giving him the fruits. So the Gemara explains. Originally what they did was they gave the money to his friend for him to do the redemption. Reb Chaim is medak from here. The best thing is to give the money, not to give the fruits. But what would happen? The people took the money and ran away. The friend, or if you could call him a friend, he took the money in order to do the redemption, but instead of giving back the money to his to the original owner, he took the money and ran away. So, therefore he said, give the fruits to the friend. The fruit's a little harder to steal. Still, he would take the fruits and eat them. So, they would steal it. Says the Gemara, so what he gave is not giving to the friend anything. Not the money, not the fruits. He's just doing a zikui. So I'm giving you the 10% of the Ma'aseh Sheni, I'm giving you in my land. He can't come and steal the land. So now he has a rishus, so now he can come and redeem the fruits. Rav Inya Bar Sisi Solak Abir Avirino. Rav Inya Bar Sisi came in front of Avirino. Omer Le Efrek Loch Behado Silo. Rav Onyo gave Rav Yoino money. Tell him, this is yours. And you go and redeem the fruits with this money that I just gave you. Now, he wanted to see, Rav Yoino, if Rav Inyo actually gave it as a gift. If it's really his. Omer, Iboi Meinos Naso. He says, no problem. I'll take the money. But if I want to go away with the money, take the money with me, I can take it. I don't have to give you back the money. Meaning, is it a real gift? Chazor V'nasta Minei. But afterwards, Rav Yoino went and did the redemption, and Rav Inyo took it back, meaning Rav Yoino gave back the money. So the book explains what would happen over here. Rav Yoino says he could take the money. Why did he give it back? So the Rav Lamatesu base, Omar Yoino, Kachoris Daiti Dilunasto, Loyova Maliklum, once I tested him and saw that if I would take the money, he would let me keep it. So Fumken Yavis Yasoles, that's why I give it back to him. Meaning I would never go and give it back to him and just to him to trick my Sasheni as if he gave me the money, but he didn't really give me the money just for him to get away from Chaimish. But once he's giving me a real gift, now it's my money, so now I'm using the money to redeem their fruits, I don't really have to do Chaimish, it's a real gift and it really works. Halochadal zok de mishnah. Moshe rimenu maise besela velo yispik livdoisoy. So what here, as Reb Chaim points out, even though you're not allowed to sell my Sasheni, you're not allowed to sell my Sasheni only if you keep it in my Sasheni. Take fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, sell it to your friend, now that Ma'aseh Sheni is by your friend. But one can do a redemption through a sale. Meaning, let's say Reuven owns fruits. He goes to Shimon and says, I want to redeem the fruits. Let me give you the fruits. Fruits will be yours. You'll give me the money. The money will have the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni, and I'll take it to Yerushalayim, and the fruits will be yours. So by selling it, he's redeeming it. That you could do. But what happens if someone was Moshech the Ma'aseh Besela, meaning he took the fruits. Shimon is taking the fruits from Reuven. For the speaking of days, he didn't have a chance to give the money back to Reuven. At Shaul B'shtayim. Now the Ma'aseh Sheni that was worth a sella is worth now two sloim. So now what? So as Reb Chaim points out, to the friend he owes only one sella because the sale was when he do mishicha. When he pulled the fruits were worth a sella. That's all he owes his friend. But the redemption needs to be two, because the Ma'aseh Sheni you always go based on the time of redemption. When I'm redeeming, it's worth two. So you have to do redemption of two things, of two slimes. What do you do? Noisen loisela. He gives the friend the sella that he owes him. Umistaker besela. And one sella he keeps for himself. Umaiseh sheni shaloi. The maiseh sheni that the second sella is worth is going to be his own maiseh sheni. It belongs to him. Now what happens in the opposite case? Mashach Ibn Maisa B'shtayim, he did a Mashicha to buy Maisa for two slug. Philo Ispikli V'dayisa had Shalom B'Sala, but before he redeemed it, before he gave the money back, it was worth only with Asala, decreased in value. What do you do? From the Maisa Sheni perspective, you have to give only Asala, but he owes his friend two slug. Because when he did Mashicha, it was worth two. You go pay some Mashicha. Noisa Noisela Michol Yoy. He gives him the additional Sala of Chulin. He has to give it to him, to pay him. The Sala Shemaisa Sheni Shaloi. And he has to give him the Maisa Sheni that also belongs to him. Here the Shaloi means to the seller. Before the Shaloi meant the buyer. Here the Shaloi means belongs to the seller. The seller gets two Shaloi, one Sala's Chulin, one Sala's Maisa Sheni. Imayam Horitz Noisa Loi Midam Yoy. Or midmai, which means from Amoritz, you do this only with Mai. You don't give money on Maisa Sheni to an Amoritz. And if you did do a transaction like this with Amoritz, you exchange the money, you give him money of Chulin, and you give the Maisa Sheni by you, you don't want to give Maisa Sheni to Amoritz because you don't rely on him. Hapoid the Maisa Sheni v'loi koroshen. The person did Maisa Sheni, but he didn't say, this is Maisa Sheni. He just redeemed it, and he did not say the words. It was only in his mind. So Rabbi Yoyseimer Dayoyer, he says that's good enough. Bidoimer Tzorch Lefarish, he says no, you need to go and specify that I'm doing here redemption. And similar to this, we find, someone is talking with a woman, a man is talking to a woman, either about a get, it's his wife, he's divorcing her, or about a kiddushin, they want to marry her. Nosla Gita Vikidushel. He gave them the get and kedusha. We didn't say a word, but he was just talking about. So we know what he's doing, but he didn't say the actual words. That's good enough as long as you know what you're doing over here. You have to be clear with your words. What are you doing? With this, we conclude. Yerushalmi Maisa Sheni Daf Lametes.